This is Radio Superior 1940, a reproduction of actual news events with authentic popular music. This is a true story of our past. Step back with us to another time. We bring you now to the KUWS radio studios at the Superior State Teachers College and the Martin and McKenna Show.
Broadcasting from the land of beautiful lakes, every one of them frozen, this is station KUWS. Your announcer, Jack McKenna, speaking, along with newsman Lou Martin. We wish one and all a very merry and warm Christmas. I should have been Santa, Lou.
You'd like to have me ask why, wouldn't you?
Well, because I always have the urge to say ho, ho, ho after wishing folks a Merry Christmas. Ho, ho, ho! See, I can't help myself.
There are professionals who can.
Lou's my best buddy, friends. A good kidder. And he'll be in with the news from home and around the world. And we've got plenty of Christmas greetings for you, too, from Siegel Brothers, Central Market, and Superior Water, Light, and Power Company. Merry Christmas, Lou.
Merry.
Ho, ho, ho.
Christmas to one and all. This second Christmas of war in Europe may have brought a miracle. We begin with this report from Webb Miller in London.
This is London calling, Webb Miller reporting. After months of mayhem from the skies, bombers of both the RAF and Nazi Luftwaffe are grounded on this holy day. Neither side is using the word truce, but the fact is, since Christmas Eve, not one bomb has fallen on Europe. Diplomatic circles report that Germany has ordered its air force to stop raids over the British Isles. The quiet here in London gives that report some weight. Britain's second Christmas of the war dawned today with a strange and welcome quiet. That quiet also comes from within. Thousands of children sent to rural areas for their safety last spring are spending their first Christmas away from home. It makes the quiet here more solemn. Still watchful guardians of the British coastline stood by their posts overlooking the wind-chopped English Channel. Crews of anti-aircraft batteries stood at the ready, but the guns are silent this Christmas of 1940. In London, this is Webb Miller calling Washington. Come in, Lyle C. Wilson.
This is the nation's capital, Lyle C. Wilson speaking. Free from blackouts, shrieking air raid sirens, and dingy bomb shelters, the United States celebrated Christmas with its new third-term president. In his holiday address, Mr. Roosevelt told Americans to set our hearts against fear. This was the message he gave as he pushed the button to light the national Christmas tree adjoining the White House. In a somber mood, with his wife Eleanor by his side, the president said, "This cannot be a Merry Christmas for those of us in our mature years, but quoting now, let us make this a merry one for the little children in our midst. We who have lived through the strife of the first quarter century sometimes wonder if this old world of ours has abandoned the ideals of the brotherhood of man," unquote. The president urged the country to strive forward in faith and let brotherhood prevail throughout the world instead of conquest by the sword. Quoting him again, "We do not want to have the way imposed upon us by a sword. They do not follow the footsteps of Christ," unquote. The Roosevelt family celebrated Christmas like most Americans. They trimmed their tree, filled stockings, and laid presents under the tree. As is his tradition, FDR gathered his grandchildren around and read Dickens' Christmas Carol. In Washington, this is Lyle C. Wilson.
A meeting of Ashland's draft board is set for Friday in Ashland's new federal building. Clerk Frank Clock says the board will classify another 25 local men for the Selective Service. Mayor Gus Johnson is the head of the board. Iron ore shipments boomed in 1940 as the United States supplies allied countries and gears up for its own defense plants. The Sault Ste. Marie Canal funneled ships to supply the furnaces of Chicago and Pittsburgh, shipping more than 66 million tons by the end of the shipping season in November. Iron ore mines on Minnesota's Mesabi Range and Michigan's Upper Peninsula supplied the country's ore. More than 7,000 miners were at work on Minnesota's Iron Range. And in keeping with tradition, the Superior Evening Telegram newspaper carried only good news on its front page today. The Christmas edition put war and crime news inside the newspaper, except the good news that the bombing had stopped between Germany and Britain. KUWS Radio News Time, 6:07. Jack McKenna has these Christmas greetings for you from our sponsor.
Indeed I have, Lou, from the folks at Siegel Brothers. All the employees there wish you a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And to all, a very Merry Christmas. And those endearing words come from the Northern Power Company, Superior Water, Light, and Power Company. From all the folks there, a very Merry Christmas, Lou.
Wisconsin hunters appear to be safer than our neighbors in Michigan. While Wisconsin had only 25 hunting deaths from guns this year, Michigan had 43 gun deaths. Ashland's Northland College is putting the finishing touches on its brand new brick library, getting it ready to open early next year. It's modeled after Wakefield Mansion, the birthplace of George Washington in Virginia. Librarian Miss Kate Kepler says it will house 30,000 volumes and have room for classes to meet. It's situated across from Wheeler Hall, facing Highway 13. Superior celebrates more of a wet Christmas than a white Christmas. KUWS Radio Newsman Mike Simonson reports.
Mild weather and a slight drizzle greeted Superiorites' Christmas morn, Lou. Hundreds rose before dawn to attend services in the city's many churches. Christmas carolers and bands played on city streets, some going house to house. Many people gathered at the city Christmas tree at Belknap and Tower Avenue to sing. In the true old-fashioned Christmas spirit, many people held open houses as neighbors and friends dropped in for visits. First Presbyterian Church treated the city to the tolling of its bells Christmas Eve, and tonight Reverend Alvin Carlson says that they'll ring again starting at 7 o'clock. Christmas giving was everywhere. Organizations served meals and gave gifts to transients and the needy. Salvation Army Brigadier S. Justvig says they distributed Christmas baskets to more than 200 families on Christmas Eve. Today, 1,000 transients were served a noonday Christmas dinner at the Army Citadel at 330 Tower Avenue. They had chicken and ham with all the trimmings. Without the Salvation Army, I'm afraid most of these people wouldn't have had much of a Christmas, Lou.
Well, thank you, Mike. If it's a measure of how our society, by how we treat the least fortunate among us, then the generosity of people here will leave us in good stead. Often regarded as the forgotten men, 65 elderly men of the Douglas County Relief Shelter were not forgotten this day. A number of Superiorites fed them with a fine Christmas Eve dinner at a party last night. Contributors included Alvin Carlson, Howard Underhill of the Superior Water, Light, and Power Company, Joseph Panion of the Milwaukee Restaurant, Miss June Freimiller, and Einar Karlstrand. I understand that you were there too, old buddy. That's pretty generous of you.
Well, it's better to give than to receive, Lou. And they put on a great feed, incidentally. Thanks, Lou Martin. He might not ho-ho-ho, but he's got the spirit, folks. We've got some wonderful Christmas music for you, too, good listeners. Let's kick it off with Harry Reasoner and his orchestra. Vocals by Tom Stacks from 1934... This is Santa Claus is Coming to Town on the Martin and McKenna Christmas Show.
He took me to his workshop and told his plans to me. So you better watch out, you better not cry, you better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. He's making a list, checking it twice, gonna find out who's naughty and nice. Santa Claus is coming to town. He sees you when
you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake. He knows if you've been good or bad, so be good for goodness sake. Oh, you better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. You better not cry, you better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town.
That's the Christmas spirit music of Harry Reaser and his orchestra, with Santa Claus is Coming to Town on station KUWS. Let's look at the forecast for this December the 25th, 1940, from the United States Weather Bureau. Considerable cloudiness tonight with light snow. Look for a low tonight of about 20 degrees and a high tomorrow around 33. Hey, it's not too early to plan for a New Year's Eve. And ladies, the Marianne Shop in Superior has wonderful formals and evening accessories for you. They have bags, costume jewelry, and even muffs. And the formals range in price from $7.99 to $14.98. So look your best New Year's Eve, gals, with formals from the Marianne Shop, 1025 Tower Avenue. You know, I might just go down there myself.
They probably don't have anything that fits you.
I'm not that out of a size.
This is a woman's apparel shop.
Okay. That would make me an odd size. On with the Yuletide music before I get myself in some kind of holiday scandal here. Here's tenor George Thill from 1932. This is always a favorite Christmas carol on the Martin and McKenna Show.
Thank you.
was tenor George Thill, with Gustav Brett on the organ, and the classic Oh Holy Night, on station KUWS.
Let me welcome our wonderful, pleasant...
Sight for sore eyes.
Lovely.
With great gams.
Jack!
What? That just means you have nice legs.
This is a family program. And on Christmas Day, no less.
I was just trying to help. After all, a little flattery never hurt anyone.
Community editor Harriet Farig. Merry Christmas, my dear.
Merry Christmas, Lewis. I brought gifts.
Now that's really great. Let's open them.
First, my report, please. I'll begin with a story of Carol and Merry Christmas.
Yes. Merry Christmas. Back at you.
You shouldn't have mentioned presents. Now he's all excited and can't sit still.
I guess not. Now, Jack, I'm talking about Merry Christmas and her sister Carol. They are the daughters of Mr. and Mrs. Cecil Christmas of Superior.
What twisted parents with the last name of Christmas would do that to their kids?
Apparently, Mom and Dad weren't so keen on the idea either, but the nurses at the hospital insisted.
I've always found nurses to be very influential.
Especially if they have nice gams.
Boys, Mary even spells her name M-E-R-R-Y. And I have the story of the Ames sisters and their proud papa, Peter Ames, of East 18th Street in Superior.
Well, let me guess now. They named their daughters Reddy and Fire.
There are 8 daughters. 1-year-old Carolyn, 2-year-old Diana, 3-year-old Patricia, 5-year-old Esther, 7-year-old Nancy Carroll, 9-year-old Joyce Marie, 10-year-old Geraldine, and 11-year-old Jacqueline.
Well, that adds up. Papa Ames is going to be one worried man once they start hitting their teenage years.
Come Christmas time, Mom and Dad have a system worked out. Each girl gets a doll until they reach their 8th birthday. That last year, they get a big doll, but that's it after that.
But I'd want a doll even if I was 9 or 10.
You'd want a doll?
If I were a girl.
But I didn't think of getting you a doll, Jack. Maybe next year. Anyway, Merry Christmas to Mary and Carol Christmas and the 8 Ames girls.
We'll be back for some presents, though, right after this number to put us in the Yuletide spirit. Here's Savoy Christmas Medley from 1930. Here's Savoy Christmas Medley from 1930 with Ray Noble and the new Mayfair Orchestra on the Martin and McKenna Show. Or Merry Christmas, that's A Christmas Carol, a medley from Ray Noble and the Mayfair Orchestra on station KUWS. It isn't so easy to keep that spirit of Christmas this year, folks. Lou Martin has these news flashes from around the world this Christmas Day, 1940.
From Vatican City, Pope Pius despaired about the lack of prospects for an early peace and called upon Germany and Italy to base any new orders on morality and justice for all nations. From Cairo, RAF bombers prepared further assaults on the Italian base in Tripoli. From Bangkok, Japan and Thailand, the former Siam, have exchanged vows for peace, but Thailand is having trouble with French Indochina. From Tokyo, Japanese officials warn that continued aid by the United States to Great Britain could lead to war between America and Germany. From Vichy, the first Christmas of unoccupied France remains uncertain. French Admiral Francois Darlan hurried to Paris for talks with German leaders. Athens, Greeks celebrated their victories over Italy and are pressing the Italians in retreat to the Adriatic. From Rome, Italians are being told that their armies are repulsing Greek troops in Albania and British troops in Libya. In Berlin, Germany's war leaders say the hour is drawing near for an assault on Britain, their arch enemy. From London, a strange hush over the British skies is bringing on fears of a Nazi invasion. And from Bethlehem, the Prince of Peace was born there some 1,940 years ago. Today there's no peace in Palestine, with war news blaring over the loudspeakers, almost drowning out the bells from the Church of Nativity. Jack?
All I can say, Lou, is God bless America, and hope Great Britain can continue to hold out. We're pretty lucky, old friend.
Play something nice. The problem with news is that it sometimes can be pretty depressing.
Well, let's play that all-time favorite of Christmas carols and let the world's troubles just slide away for a few minutes. This is Bing Crosby and John Scott Trotter and his orchestra with Max Terre's Mixed Chorus on the Martin and McKenna Show.
Sleep in heavenly peace.
That'll do the trick. That's Silent Night with Bing Crosby and the John Scott Trotter Orchestra on station KUWS. And I'm all ready for the presents.
Oh, you'll just have to wait a little, Jack. I do have some community news to pass along.
I think that's swell. It balances out news from the war.
Yeah, Harriet, that's swell.
Why, Joe, I didn't know if you'd be here or not.
An engineer's work's never done. That's why I'm here.
Yeah, also heard you were passing out presents.
Well, though, I don't suppose you got little old me anything.
Isn't that sweet? Now, you boys will just have to wait. I have some important news to pass along first. Reverend and Mrs. Alvin Carlson of First Presbyterian Church had Mrs. Carlson's mother and sister over for the holidays. They motored all the way from Minneapolis. Miss Ethel Lund of Milwaukee arrived in Superior just in time for Christmas Eve services, as she shared the Yule with her parents, Mr. and Mrs. Peter Lund of 3rd Avenue East. Girls from the Superior Cathedral School cooking class showed their spirit by baking cookies and boxing them up for needy families in Superior.
Ah, those needies have all the luck.
Jack, really? And finally, the American Legion Post 65 and Women's Auxiliary will have their annual children's Christmas party tomorrow in the club room. Mrs. Melvin Olson and Mrs. Frank Braun are working with Bill Forsyth and Fred Emmert to make sure that Santa has a big bag of candy for each child from the St. Joseph's Orphanage. Now, I've got a bag of sweets for each of you. Louis, it's sweets for the sweetie.
From a sweetheart.
Oh, for crying out loud.
Here you are, you Joe and Jack.
Oh, butterscotch candy? Well, I love butterscotch.
Ooh. Minty candy canes. Oh, I love minty candy canes. Thanks, Harriet. You really are a sweetheart.
Well, I got your name in the drawing, Harriet, so, well, here you go.
Oh, why, Joe, how...
Well, sweet. Well, it's nothing.
A radio? Oh, how extravagant of you.
Well, it's made up of spare parts I collected around the radio shop. Yep. Anyway, I figured it'd be something you could use.
I got you something, too, Harriet.
Oh, why, Louis, if Joe drew my name, then you shouldn't have, but I'm glad you did.
Well, it's just a little something that I picked up. I thought you'd like it.
If his face matches his hair.
Oh, ain't that sweet?
Oh,
it's a locket. It's beautiful and thoughtful. Oh, Louis.
It wouldn't be a Merry Christmas without you around. And Jack, I drew your name.
Now, a locket is nice for a lady, but I don't think that...
I didn't get you jewelry. Here. I didn't wrap it.
It's a reading lamp. Hey, that's swell. Except
what?
I'll have to buy a book.
Got to buy a book?
Now that he's got a reading lamp, he has to buy something to read. He's being cute.
Oh! That's a good one, Jack.
And I got your name, Joel, buddy.
Well, nice Christmassy brown wrapping. Let's see. Hey! That's a chemistry set. Let's see here. For boys 8 and older. Yeah, I fit that.
I thought it'd be perfect for you, Joe. But read the instructions before you start messing around.
We engineers are also trained in the art of the sciences, and that extends to your chemistry set. Yeah, let's look at some of these different powders and vials. Don't mix what's that. Well, pah.
I can't believe that you gave Joe something explosive.
Goodness sakes. Oh, Joe, be careful.
Never mind. Anyone got a match? Oh, never mind. I found some.
I think we need to leave this room pronto, folks.
Let's see.
Stay tuned for Amos and Andy's Christmas show, followed by Fred Allen, Glenn Miller and his orchestra, and at 9 o'clock, it's Lomon Abner.
Quick, Harriet. I've got your hat. Let's go. Merry Christmas, everybody.
And a blessed New Year. Oh, goodness.
We'll be back same time, same place on your radio dial, friends. The good Lord willing, and the damage is minimal.
Damage? From what?
For Lou Martin, this is Jack McKenna wishing one and all a very Merry Christmas.
Let's see them. Hey, they're gone. Ha! They thought I'd do something stupid. Me, of all people. Well, let's see. I just wanted them to leave me alone long enough with my butterscotch candy. Mm-hmm. Mmm. Boy, these instructions are sure long. Heck fire. I know what this stuff is for. Let's see. I'll just light this match, say Merry Christmas, and... just kidding.
You've been listening to Radio Superior 1940, an original weekly production by KUWS Radio and Wisconsin Public Radio. Radio Superior is produced and written by Mike Simonson. Harriet Farig is played by Jennifer Simonson. Other performances by Paul Guggenheimer, Don Hansen. All events reported on Radio Superior 1940 are actual accounts from the editions of the Superior Evening Telegram. Join us next week at this same time for more Radio Superior. This is your announcer, Dan Culhane, speaking. Good night.